You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles the 13-piece band Endangered Speeches and their new release, The City is Rough. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for a 13-piece band called Endangered Speeches who have just released their latest CD, The City is Rough. Rockwired had a chance to speak with keyboardist Michael Hurwitz of Endangered Speeches regarding this new project, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, The City is Rough, here is Endangered Speeches with Record Companies.
Record companies, your time of ruling is ending. Record
I'll be fighting you till my last day.
From their CD, The City is Rough, that was Endangered Speeches with Record Companies. Visit Endangered Speeches at their official website, www.endangeredspeeches.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with keyboardist Michael Hurwitz of Endangered Speeches regarding the new project, and here's how the interview went.
Well, this is a very interesting project. I certainly don't get too many bands with, 12 members in it. So talk about how this project came together.
Sure. Well, this project started actually in the mind and the heart of Marietta Constantara, who's the lead singer and composer behind the music. Started with her about 4 years ago, 5 years ago or so, in Boston. She had moved from Athens, Greece, which is where she's from originally, to Boston to go to the Berklee College of Music. And she started writing when she got here and was trying to get the project off the ground, trying to get the right people together. But it wasn't until about 2.5 years ago or so that the first show of Endangered Speeches happened at Berklee, in the cafeteria, actually. That's sort of, one thing led to another, and the band actually started with five people, and just sort of grew and grew and grew. We added horns, we added background vocals, second keyboard, one thing kind of led to another, as I say, and before you know it, we're 13 people strong, doing great. So.
And what's your role within this collective?
Sure, my role, I'm one of the two keyboardists. I play the piano, organ, play melodica, some of the reggae stuff, and I also co-manage a lot of the booking and the organizational side of things, sort of that's what I do.
I see. And since you're in charge of booking, are there any challenges to, getting shows for an act this big, or?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? Of course. What's really interesting is, there are only a set amount of venues in any given city that are really even set up anymore to have a band this big. In other words, like a stage this big to host us. And when we were just starting out, we would often have, the band on the actual stage and then, maybe the horns off the stage or whatever. But right now, the really interesting thing is that, I think people are actually quite starved of bigger bands. We get so much music now that's electronically produced and can be sort of performed live by maybe 1 to 3 or 4 people. And then we, of course, have sort of the traditional notion of like the rock band of 4 to 6 people or whatever. There's not a lot of bigger bands happening right now, and I think for that reason, a lot of venues actually love to have a bigger band come out and play. It's obviously, a challenge for the person who's doing the soundboard for the show, but I think a lot of venues initially are hesitant because they're not sure that, they'll be able to make it happen financially, but then they kind of realize that, well, because we have more people, that means we also have a bigger network and a bigger sort of fan base as well, just given that, we have, 13 people to publicize the events and 13 people sort of different networks of friends.
And I'm just thinking in terms of studio costs. My God, it can't... that's gotta not be anything.
we're actually lucky in terms of studio. We work with a couple of incredible engineers who are very well connected in Boston and New England, and they are connected to a couple of people that have fantastic home studios that really believe in our music, and that actually makes it a whole lot easier than sort of the traditional model of going into a commercial studio and, you know, paying through the roof per hour, and it's sort of always a stressful situation. But, you know, we do operate in studios that are, you know, at the same quality as some of the top commercial studios in town, but they just happen to be very well-versed home studios. So we're blessed in that way.
And what's your musical background? You know, what was it before this band?
Sure. My personal musical background, I mean, you know, like many people, I started on the piano when I was about 5 or 6 years old, playing classical. I was actually in a toddler's drum group before that. Some pictures in the newspaper kicking around somewhere. But so I did that, and then when I was about 13 years old, decided that classical piano wasn't really for me anymore, and started to get into playing basically jazz and more contemporary music. And was in a couple of bands. I had a trio through high school. We were playing sort of, you know, jazz and acid jazz and instrumental hip hop and stuff like that. And then I was working in southern Mexico in the state of Oaxaca for a year for an indigenous human rights group, and began writing music for their documentary films that were coming out, and just to sort of publicize their struggles there. And basically through that, I really began to understand the true power of music and the true, you know, the importance of music as a social glue. After I was there, I came back to Toronto, Canada, where I'm from, and started playing in a community-based band, a community-based Afrobeat band called Anike, based out of Toronto. Was writing and arranging with them, and started to play with some local and, you know, sort of international reggae acts as a sideman. And then one thing led to another. I applied to the Berklee College of Music for their film scoring program, and that eventually brought me to Boston. And now I play in a lot of different stuff. Endangered Speeches is my main project, but I write music for documentaries, for TV, some classical, actually, concert music, and I'm also playing in just, you know, a series of different bands and studio sessions and stuff like that around town.
Visit Endangered Speeches at their official website, www.endangeredspeeches.com. Here is Endangered Speeches once again with the title track of their new CD, The City Is Rough.
Sometimes it eats its children, sometimes shine upon us.
make the wrong decisions. So better discover yourself, your wants, your needs before it's too late. Don't blame the city, the people, the noise, cause you keep on forgetting that you will only find true peace by looking within. The city's rough, will eat you alive if you make the wrong decisions. So better discover yourself, your wants, your needs before it's too late. Don't blame the city, the people, the noise, cause you keep on forgetting that you will only find true peace by looking within. We will only find true peace by looking. We will only find true peace by looking within. We will only find true peace by looking within. We will only find true peace by looking within. The city's rough. Sometimes it eats its children. Sometimes shine upon us. So don't stop. Give all up. Use some meditation before your frustration. Because the city's rough. Sometimes it feeds its children, sometimes shine upon us, so don't stop. Keep our love, use some meditation before your frustration, because the city is wrong. Sometimes it feeds its children, sometimes shine upon us, so don't stop. Keep our love, use some meditation before your frustration, because the city is rough.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema, located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the 13-piece band Endangered Speeches and their new CD, The City is Rough. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael Hurwitz of Endangered Speeches regarding the new project, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Now, I always hear about how, you know, a four-piece band gets together and puts music together. How do you do it with 13 people? How does that happen?
What's the writing process?
Yes.
Well, Marileta Constantara, who is the, you know, as I was saying, the lead vocalist and sort of the creator of Endangered Speeches, it's her music. She's written it on GarageBand on her computer, and arranged, you know, a good majority of the songs, and she'll bring recordings to the rehearsals, play the songs for everybody. Everyone learns their parts for the trumpet, sax and trombone, like the horn section. The music is charted out. And we kind of go from there, and then people put in the little tastes of their own instruments, just to, you know, embellish, what, you know, Marileta's original ideas, and to sort of turn them into idiomatic things for their particular instrument that work really well. So it's, you know, I would say it's, you know, 90% arrangements is by Marileta, and then, you know, the band will add sort of individual little arranging flavors here and there to make things sort of really fly.
And from the band's recording, what songs resonate for you the most, and why?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, you know, there are a couple songs on the album in particular. I think the first song, Record Companies.
Yes.
It has a heck of a message. That it was actually one of the first songs in Marileta's that I ever heard. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's got, you know, as I say, it's got a great message. We're in a time right now that the independent music scene is thriving, obviously because of, you know, the internet and home studios and technology in general, where we can do what we do and do it at a great and really professional level and a great sounding level, without the backing and sort of control of major labels, and I think that for me is an incredibly empowering. It is an incredibly empowering time to be alive and to be making music, and it's great that a song like Record Companies has come along to sort of, you know, capture those ideas. That would definitely be one. You know, I think, you know, the title track, City's Rough, is a great example of a song that different people from around the world can really identify with. Because, you know, I think, you know, we're also living in a time right now that, you know, someone living in a city, you know, in a neighborhood in New York has much more in common with someone living in a similar neighborhood in Buenos Aires or Athens, Greece, than they do with someone living, you know, in the countryside, 2.5 hours from New York. You know, we all sort of, you know, the majority now of the world's population live in cities, which is, you know, a recent phenomenon. And I think it's incredibly important to understand that, you know, the city can be a great place, a place of, you know, incredible sharing of culture, of, you know, literature and really interesting society to be living in if you have money. You have a job, and it can be an incredibly hard place filled with struggle, if you are, you know, if you're on sort of the underside of everything. And I think, you know, what I've noticed is to our music video, you know, of the City's Rep on YouTube, what's really interesting, we're getting comments from around the world, and people are really identifying with this song, and it's really inspiring for me to hear, because that's really one of my goals, being in a larger musical group like this, is to connect people around the world.
Visit Endangered Speeches at their official website, www.endangeredspeeches.com. From their CD, The City is Rough, here is Endangered Speeches once more with How Much.
And bring others misplease. I would prefer to live simple, cause all material is dead. Probably be traveling, learning, giving, and helping instead. How much is one woman really, really needs to feel young? And how much one man really needs to feel that is strong? How much protection can they have and still be chill? Not forget what's real, not forget to feel. How much is one child really needs to feel that is loved? How can they see so much imbalance and pretend that they don't? How many times does the world have to be bombed? While people just feel bored, driven by what they're told. Shit and still they're sad. How much do they have in comparison to what you have? This is their automatic way of thinking, that's how they judge. I've met so many of them, got my stomach react. I cannot take no one more bit of empty words and acts. There is so much to life that is not money related at all. So much for us to absorb and never fall. So tell me, how much one woman really, really needs to feel young? And how much one man really needs to feel that is strong? How much protection can they have and still be chill? Not forget what's real, not forget to feel. How much is one child really needs to feel that is loved? How can they see so much imbalance and pretend that they don't? How many times does the world have to be bombed? While people just feel bored, driven by what they're told. They got to love someone.
money, but they might not still stay poor. These funny papers are enough to live their life for sure. They got to leave an explanation about what is pure. To every problem they find in the way money's they call. They got to look for money, houses, condos, cars and such. They look for imagine for interest to choose them match. Have no respect for rules, they look but do not touch. Everything for them as a price or they just ask how much. They got to look for money, but they might not still stay poor. These funny papers are enough to live their life for sure. They got to leave an explanation about what is pure. To every problem they find in the way money's they call. They got a lot of money, houses, condos, cars and such. They look for imagine for interest to choose them match. Have no respect for rules, they look but do not touch. Everything for them as a price or they just ask how much.
That's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Michael Hurwitz of Endangered Speeches for his time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.